The American Farm Bureau is one of more than 60 farm, forestry, conservation, energy, mining, and other groups that charge the EPA and Army Corps are thwarting rulemaking procedures. AFB's Don Parrish says the agencies are moving the goalpost even before Waters of the U.S. is final.
In one sentence, they'll say maps are imported. In another, they say they're not. In another sentence, they will publish information on the web and not ask anybody to respond to it. That has direct implications. And what I'm referring to is this issue of ordinary high watermark.
And that's a key part of defining a tributary at the heart of deciding the sweep of expanded EPA waters jurisdiction nationwide.
And they're doing so in a way that skews and biases this rulemaking process, and that is against the Administrative Procedures Act.
Thus opening the door to an administrative or legal challenge.
The remedy is for the agency to kind of regroup. They've got the opportunity to withdraw this thing and to sit down and work with the public to try to get something put out there. And then I think if they choose to continue to go down this road, we're going to look at every option. We're not taking any option off the table. And clearly, most people think this is on a glide path to litigation, and this may get us there sooner than later.
Parrish said EPA claims in public documents that Waters of the U.S. will cover at most an additional 1,300 acres a year. But producers have a right to straight talk on how the proposed rule will affect private property.